Okay. This is Srivas.
This is a place where Krishna has taken the clothes of the gopis. Here, he took from them all boundaries between them and him. The meaning of this pastime, as Guru Maharaj once said, is that there should be nothing between us and Krishna. This is the meaning. Here, it's very important that we give up anything that may be separating us from Krishna. This is the meaning of this place.
Thank you.
Krishna.
Okay, we found the kirtan party. I'm sure you can tell now. Okay, there's a temple here of Yogamaya Katyayani Devi. I'm going to try and get in so we can offer our pranam. Jai Katyayani Devi.
Your call is disconnected. To make any further calls, please disconnect and dial the Airtel access number again.
They're pretty far out of range, but I'm going to try one more time.
Some people have already taken a bath. They are going back now. And I will also see towards the temple. And I will find somebody for you, huh?
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes, if you see Anita, I also needed to speak with her.
Anita?
Yes.
I will search her out.
Okay, but if you find somebody else and they can speak.
Yes, I will just know I find it.
Thank you.
Okay? Hold it. Prabhu, main chalta hun. We were in such places that this antenna was not there. No signal was coming.
Yes, unfortunately.
Yeah. I've come to this place now.
I was speaking with Anita just 5 minutes ago, and then I think her phone shut off, or she accidentally shut it off.
Maybe because battery is getting down. You never know what's happening.
These
are mobiles, yeah. Like my battery finished yesterday when I was... In the morning, I was translating, remember?
Yeah, just it lasted the whole class and then finished.
Yeah.
It was good timing. You can tell us some Harikatha from the last place you were?
Yes. We were in Ram Ghat. And if you have visited that place, you know that place maybe. That this was the place where Baladev came. After very many years of Krishna being absent from Vrindavan, then all the Brajavasis, they are missing Krishna so much they are missing, that they now they have become sort of hopeless. Not exactly, because still they are maintaining their lives in the hope that one day he will come. Otherwise for them there is no purpose to survive any longer. But now they are living, one day he will come, and if he die, what will he see? Nobody? No, that's why they're maintaining their lives. So then, Baladev Prabhu is sent. Uddhavji is sent first. But then, Baladevji is sent. And then he comes here and he speaks with all the gopis. When he comes here, Padmanabha Maharaj was describing very beautifully that when he comes, immediately all the Brajavasis surround him. And now he's also reciprocating with them according to his situation, his relationship with them. He's embracing somebody. Somebody's embracing him. He's touching somebody's feet. And somebody's touching his feet. And also there are Braj Gopis. But Braj Gopis are not saying anything directly to him. They're saying, Krishna is so hard-hearted that he has gone from here for so long time. And on the pretext of his mother and father suffering. They're saying, you see how his mother and father are suffering? Is this the way for a son to behave? Son should behave like this. He should go and should not even care about his mother and father. So a long time he's absent. Actually, they are not able to speak with him directly because he is the elder brother of their beloved. So they're feeling embarrassed as being cultured ladies. They don't express their love so openly. And then, Baladev Prabhu specifies them and then takes them to near Yamuna River where he performs a rasa dance at this place. It's described by Padmanabha Maharaj and one Maharaj, both of them spoke, that this rasa dance which was performed, which is described by our acharyas, that this rasa dance was not for with the gopis of Krishna. Krishna had a group of gopis. What did Baladev Prabhu have? Because according to proper culture, Indian culture, Vedic culture, the elder brother of the husband is like your elder and he has to be respected like elder. Similarly, the brother of the husband also treats the wife or the wives of the younger brother as his daughters, protects them, loves them like a younger child. And then, this is not appropriate. Some people doubt about this, that how come Baladev Prabhu, he danced with the gopis. But no, he danced with the gopis, but he had his own separate group of gopis. And this was to soothe the burning of separation which they were suffering for so long. Also, this was the very place where when he is now Vrindavan, because Baladev Prabhu has come, who is non-different from Krishna himself. He is just the first expansion that is of Krishna. It is Baladev Prabhu. So Baladev Prabhu coming to this place, now he is, all the Vrindavan is also decorating itself very beautifully, and it is shedding honey also from its branches. And this honey is also, it is described that Varuni, one wine, is also there available, which Baladev Prabhu is drinking, and he becomes intoxicated. Padmanabha Maharaj explained very beautifully what means intoxicated. Intoxicated not like in the ordinary sense of drinking from alcoholics. They are always in the moods of Krishna Prem. And by drinking this beverage, their Krishna Prem becomes even more intense. And this is the intoxication. Now their eyes are rolling, like ecstatic symptoms are manifest in them. This is intoxicant. This is not like, because we are in bodily consciousness, and our, by drinking this wine or alcohol, our bodily consciousness increases even more. But because they are in Krishna consciousness, their Krishna consciousness increases even more, and they become more maddened in Krishna's love. This is the intoxicant which he is drinking. And then when he approaches Yamuna, now he sees that his gopis are tired. Baladev Prabhu sees his gopis are tired and also a little thirsty. They want to drink some water, and or they want to even perform some sporting pastimes in the water of Yamuna. So then he calls Yamuna River to come nearby, but she is afraid or sort of hesitant. She cannot understand. She doesn't realize the exalted position of Baladev Prabhu. So that is why she is hesitant. And on her refusal, it is described as in Srimad Bhagavatam also, that with his plow, he pulls it towards him. And then realizing by this way shows his prowess, also he is showing his supremacy, and Yamuna Devi, she accepts it, and then embodiment of Yamuna Devi with folded hands, she comes, and then she begs forgiveness, and then she is also taking part in the pastime with Baladev Prabhu. So this was a short description of whatever has been said. Now I will find some more devotees. Yes, Prabhu? Oh.
Radhisham, I think you're right on the edge of where we can't. Well, we tried. We had some nice Hari Katha there. And I think that will absolutely end us for tonight. And then we'll join all the devotees tomorrow morning for...
We're sorry. All circuits are busy now. Will you please try your call again later? This is a recording.
Hari Bol.
We're sorry. All circuits are busy now.
So just before us is the deity of Sri Yogamaya. So Sri Kavi Kala for the scribe.
Please come forward. Everyone.
Thoda aage jai.
Thoda aage jai.
Since young age, the gopis have been feeling attraction to Krishna. This is called Purvarag. So the gopis had a desire, we will make a relationship with Krishna. Therefore, who makes relationship with Krishna? We know that Bhagavan Shakti is one, but she works in two ways. For those who are opposed to Bhagavan, like myself, she appears as Mahamaya, Trigunamayi, composed of Sattvagun, Rajagun, and Tamagun. She covers the Maya, she covers the Jivas and causes them to forget their eternal relationship with Krishna. Ateva Maya Bedapali, Samsaraditu, and she casts them into the womb of Maya, where they move through the 8,400,000 species. But for those who are not opposed to Bhagavan, that same Maya comes as Yoga Maya. Yoga means to join. Therefore, that Shakti which joins us with Krishna in a relationship in Sakya, Vatsalya, or Madhuras, then she is called Yoga Maya. Whether one worships the Lord in Aishwarya or in Madhurya, that relationship is only made by Sri Yoga Maya. But one point is here, the gopis never considering Krishna to be Bhagavan. Therefore, they consider Krishna to be like an ordinary person. Therefore, they worship Mahamaya. Because they think a relationship with Krishna is like a material desire. Therefore, they worship Maya, Mahamaya, Katyayani. Therefore, even though she appears as the younger sister of Krishna, Rajakachami Chandevi, Krishna sent her to Vrindavan to arrange for his pastimes. Therefore, she has many, many names. But here the gopis decided we will worship Katyayani. So the parents of the gopis became very happy because they thought our daughters are worshipping some demigod in order to achieve a good husband. Therefore, by the grace of Purnamasi, no disturbance was made in the gopis' worship of Katyayani. Therefore, after this month of Kartik, there is a month of Katyayani Vrat. That time, now how much cold? You could imagine now is the beginning of Kartik. Then the end of Kartik, like death. Therefore, the month of Katyayani, very, very cold. But the gopis, with great determination, every morning they would wake up and they would run to this place and perform their worship of Katyayani. So really, Kavi Kanapur describes beautifully the worship of the Devi. First, the gopis are deciding, should we worship together or in a group? Then the gopis decided in a group, something is more powerful. Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, in Kali Yuga, there is strength in numbers. But anyhow, the gopis made one murti of Katyayani Devi, like we see here. They performed pran pratishth, then they, for 1 month, they would offer a worship of different paraphernalias and offer to Yogamaya. So as the month progressed, then their desire to achieve Krishna became more intense, and more intense. So finally, when they were offering their paraphernalia, then they would offer things like incense, lamp, cloth, argha, achamam. But their desire became so much great when they would offer the incense, they would pray, oh Katyayani, just as we are offering you this nice scent, then may also our nostrils be anointed with the fragrance coming from the body of Sri Krishna. Oh Devi, just as we are offering you this nice cloth, may our clothes become mixed with the clothes of Krishna. Oh Devi, just as we are offering you this nice lamp, may our bodies be illuminated by the hand of Sri Krishna. Therefore they became completely absorbed in their worship of Katyayani. But the sudden sitters, without the mercy of Nityasiddha Gopi, then how will you can achieve Krishna? And Radhakvada Bina Krishna Nahimile, without the mercy of the Nityasiddha Gopis, no sudden siddha can be successful. Therefore in Ras Lila, those gopis who had not anointed their heads with the footdust of Radhika, they were banned from Rasa. Yatu Daja Dudaja Gopyam Kamil Padam Priyamuni Apitchamoli Bhavatsabena Bhajatam Rasakamatenu Tam Radhika Chanarenu Amishuma. Sri Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur says, those gopis who anointed their heads with the footdust of Radharani, that foot dust which is desirous, which even Sri Krishna, who is decorated with a peacock, even he is desirous of achieving the foot dust of Radhika. There were only those gopis who came under the Anugatya and that performed the service of the Nitya Siddha gopis, only those were accepted for Rasliva. Therefore, for 1 month they performed Gopi Anugatamina Aishwarya Gan, Dinapai Braja Bradinanandam. Without the guidance of Radharani, always there will be a feeling of or in reverence to the Lord. Such a person cannot achieve Vrindavan, they cannot achieve Vrindananandan Sri Krishna. Therefore, on the last day of their Vrat, in order to be successful, just like on the last day of our Damodar Vrat, we invite all the big Vaishnavas, and by their blessing, our Vratas and Kalpa could be successful. Therefore, they called Radhika, Lalita, Vishaka, all the big Nichasita Gopis. And the last day of their worship, after completing their worship, they heard a voice. Definitely you will be successful. Therefore, the gopis were very happy. Therefore, they wanted to finish their vrat by taking bath here in the Yamuna. So Prabhupada Swami Maharaj says, at the time in India, there was a separate bathing place for men and separate for ladies. Therefore, all the gopis took off their clothes and went without clothes for bathing in the Yamuna. That time, Sri Krishna, who knows the hearts of everyone, Krishna is like a Kalpa Briksha tree. According to your desire, he gives the result. Therefore, Krishna could understand the gopis are now with a strong desire. They would worship Katayani Mahamai Mahayogini Adhisri. Patamte Nandagopa Sutambe Kurute Pataye Namaha. Oh Katayani, you are Mahamaya. You are very powerful. Please fulfill our desire and make Krishna our husband. Therefore, Krishna came on that last day. And as the gopis were taking bath, he took all of their cloths and went in that Kadamba tree, Chirgat. So when the gopis, they went thinking, we will now come out because the water is very cold. They could see our clothes are not there. But at the same time, the gopis could not see any footprints on the sand. Then the gopis thought, maybe some demigod have come and stolen our clothes. Because when demigods come, they do not leave any footprints. They are thinking, who has stolen, who has stolen? They heard some laughing. They looked up and there was Kalua, Sri Krishna, in the branches of the tree. That time Krishna had come with some small boyfriends. They were so small they didn't even know the difference between who was boy and who was girl. Therefore they were laughing because Krishna was also laughing. Then gopis felt at one stage very happy when their desire has been fulfilled. At the same time they felt like this is death. Because how shameful, Krishna has stolen our clothes. Therefore Kanakanapal gives very wonderful conversation between Krishna and the gopis at that time. Then the gopis said, oh Krishna, you should return our clothes. This is not good. You come from a very high family. You are a very religious family. You should not perform anything irreligious and cause pain to us. And Krishna said, I am not giving pain to anyone. You can come one by one and collect your clothes. The gopis said, coming one by one is not necessary. You should leave all the clothes in the bank and you should go. Then Krishna said, but what happens if one gopi steals the sari of another gopi? Then that sin will come to me. Then gopi said, we're not so foolish. We know whose clothes are ours and which clothes belong to us. Then Krishna said, still I cannot be involved in any irreligious activity. Then the gopi is feeling very happy because so much anurag they feel towards Krishna. But also they have such high moral quality, which are bhakti. Therefore, how they can come out of the water before Krishna? Therefore the gopi said, then you stay in the tree. No, we will stay, we have decided to perform one more month of austerities. We will perform the austerities of remaining submerged up to the neck in cold water. So we will stay here for 1 month. We are not coming out. Then Krishna said, seeing your austerities, I also desire to perform austerity. What austerity will I perform? I will perform the austerity of staying in this tree for 1 month. Then gopi is thinking, what to say? The gopis said, if you don't give our clothes back, we will go and tell Kamsa and your father. And Krishna said, you are more than welcome to go and tell. But how they can go without clothes? Therefore, there's one lesson. Until we completely surrender to Krishna, then Krishna will not accept us. Just like we will hear when the Nagapatnis, they came to Krishna and left everything and came. Then Krishna said, you should go back and serve your husband. It's not proper. Did you come with me? And those now Yagapatnis, accepting the words of Krishna, went back to their husbands. But when the gopis came to Krishna for Rasa, the same verse that Krishna said to the gopis, exactly the same verse he said to the Yagapatnis, Swadhisambhava Mahabhava. Oh, Gopis, why have you come? It's not very good. You are married to other men. It's very irreligious for a woman to leave her husband and come to someone else. But those Gopis stayed and the Nagapatnis returned. Because the Nagapatnis still some slight attachment to something else except for Krishna. But the Gopis had a complete one-way ticket. Therefore, they could give everything to Krishna. So finally, when the Gopis saw that Krishna was most determined, he would not leave them. Also, that water is very cold. And Krishna said to Gopis, you should come out one by one and collect your cloth. So Gopis were trying to hide behind one another. You should go first. You should go first. So many things, and we're not so qualified to hear all these things. But what to do? This is Chiriyas. Don't speak here when you'll ever speak. So Gopis came out. Their hair was very long, down to their ankles. Therefore, with their hair, they were covering their bodies. And Krishna said, this is very bad. Even a demigoddess whose hair is undone, she looks very ugly. Just like we see many ladies on playground, hair is here and there, looking very bad. Any chaste woman must always have her hair bound, like Brahmachari always having hair bound with sika. Deva Krishna said, you are high class ladies, why your hair is not bound? This is most improper. And Gopis thinking what to do, therefore Gopis bound their hair, but still they are like hiding from Krishna. Krishna, this is not good, you should stand in one line. Then Krishna said last, it's not good to stand before a superior. Therefore you should sit down. Then Krishna said, you should stand up because you made offense to Yamuna by taking bath without clothes. They were like a person controls a puppet. Up, down, yes, no, very good. Then Krishna made the gopis sit, stand up, do their hair, do this. And this is so much embarrassing. But only gopis can give up everything for the service of Krishna. Therefore, Mahaprabhu, in Adilila chapter 4, Kaviraj Goswami says, Loka Dharma, Veda Dharma, Deha Dharma Karam, Raja Dharja, Deha Sukh, Atma Sukha Maram. The gopis, they gave up everything, Dustaja, Ajapaja, Nitya Parijan, Swajane, Koriya Yati, Koriya Bas, Taran Basan. Therefore, Kaviraj Goswami, how nicely he described the position of the gopis. How the gopis gave up everything. Loka Dharma. Even we are sometimes, oh, how I can go to Narayan Maharaj, then my friends will criticize me. My society will criticize me. If we cannot give up our fear of shame to surrender completely to the sadhu, then what we're going to do when we go to Goloka Vrindavan? If the gopis gave up fear of being criticized in this world. Veda Dharma. The gopis know if we go to Krishna, this is a great sin. Therefore, definitely we will go to hell. But they are going to hell. Let us go to hell and go there and give happiness to Krishna. If the gopis give up all types of Nitya Parijan. Their family members are chastising them. All the Vedas are criticizing them. All their friends and relatives are also giving them a hard time. Deha Dharma. The highest quality of a woman is her chastity. A woman who has no chastity, she is not attractive at all. She is like a dancing monkey. Therefore, the real jewel of a woman is her chastity. But they gave that also for Krishna's happiness. Therefore, Sagar Tagi Kori Kori Krishna Bhajan. For Krishna's happiness, they gave up everything. Therefore, Gopi. Ateva Gopi Gan Nahi Premaganda Krishna Sukh Sagimatra Krishna Se Sambandha. Therefore, the gopis have not even one sense of lust, because everything they do is only completely for the happiness of Krishna. You may never think by going to Krishna we'll be happy. They think by going to Krishna, then Krishna will be happy. One time I remember I asked Mujapad Chivika Maharaj, Maharaj, you bless me, I can have darshan of Gaura Nithai. And he said, this is your enjoyment. You want to enjoy the beauty of Gaura Nithai, you do not want to serve Gaura Nithai. Therefore, the gopis never think, we will go there and have the festival of Krishna's darshan, his duty, his quality. No. We will go there and make him happy. So finally, that last test was there. And gopis, Krishna said, you should do pranams by standing up with your hands in the air. That means complete surrender. Sometimes, therefore, only gopis could pass that test. And Krishna gave the clothes one by one. The gopis is very happy because those clothes had the smell of the fragrance of Krishna. Therefore, now how they can go? Because they have been accepted by Krishna. And Krishna said, not now, in next year, next Saturday Purnima, then I will accept you all. Therefore, sometimes we see devotees have some obstacle in their spiritual life. Like Sri Narad Muni, he is Nitya Siddhant, but still he is giving us that lesson. Narad Muni is Mahabhagavat, but he had some touch of the mode of goodness, Sattva-gun. Narad Muni wanted to live in a quiet place, in the jungle, in the forest, peaceful. Therefore, that was an obstacle for his bhajan. Therefore, Krishna said, you cannot see me again in this life. Even some, there are two types of pride. Sometimes even, like sannyasi or brahmachari, we also develop pride. Can there be anyone more renounced than me in the three worlds? Therefore, Sudama Vipra, he also had a little touch of that pride. I am a renounced Vaishnava. Therefore, how did Krishna break that pride? Krishna gave him the wealth of the three worlds. Therefore, sometimes Guru Vaishnava may give us some instruction. That instruction will be very hard to follow, because many, many things we are keeping in our hearts. Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, ultimately, Krishna will attract us, because he is the all attractive and we are to be attracted. So even though we put many, many obstacles between us and Krishna, one day Krishna must win. Therefore, we keep many obstacles in our heart, many little things which we are attached to. We cannot see them, but Guru Vaishnava can see them. Therefore, Guru Vaishnava give their words in the form of harsh language. That time we should not think Guru Vaishnava do not love us. We should think they are so kind, they are giving some instructions for our benefit. So by the grace of Yoga Maya, the gopis also achieved a parakeya relationship with Sri Krishna. Therefore now this is our problem. Because the jiva is the tapta. Therefore some, he has a tendency either to come under the shelter of Yoga Maya or to come under the grip of Mahamaya. But the jiva can never be independent in any situation. Therefore, we've come to this place and we pray for the good mercy of Gurudev and Vaishnava. O Yogamaya, even though I am most unqualified, still I am hoping one day you will join me to the service of Krishna. Jirgas ki, Gopremanandi.
O Madhyanati Vrandrasya Gyanathana Svataya. চীরঘাটের মহিমা আপনারা ইংরেজি ভাষায় শ্রবণ করলেন, যেখানে কৃষ্ণচন্দ্র তিনি গোপীগণের অস্ত্র চুরি করেছিলেন। কিন্তু যতক্ষণ পর্যন্ত আমরা কৃষ্ণতত্ত্বর গোপীতত্ত্ব না বুঝতে পারি, ততক্ষণ পর্যন্ত এই চিরলীলা, চিরহরণ লীলা অর্থাৎ বস্ত্রহরণ লীলাকে আমরা অনুভব করতে পারব না। আর যদি আমরা এই কৃষ্ণতত্ত্ব গোপীতত্ত্বকে না জানতে পারি, তাহলে কৃষ্ণ গোপীদের মধ্যে একটা প্রাকৃত বুদ্ধি হয়ে যাবে। আর সেই প্রাকৃত বুদ্ধি হলে আমাদের ভজন রাজ্য থেকে উচ্যুত হতে হবে। তাই আমাদের আচার্যগণ বারবার সাবধান করে বলছেন, সাধু সাবধান, অসাধুকে সাবধান করছে বলছেন না, অসাধু তো অসাধু আছে। উনি তিনি সাধু, প্রথমে আগে সাধু সাবধান, সাধু সাবধান মানে কি? কৃষ্ণদত্ত আর গোপীদত্তকে ভালো করে অনুধাবন করুন, বুঝতে চেষ্টা করুন। কৃষ্ণ কোন সাধারণ পুরুষ নয় আর গোপীগণ কোন সাধারণ আমাদের ঘরে মা বোনদের মতো নয়। কৃষ্ণের শরীর যেমন চিরানন্দ নয় কৃষ্ণ চিরানন্দ বিগ্রহ অনাদি আদি গোবিন্দ সর্ব কারণ কারণ আর সেই গোপীগণ কি হচ্ছেন? কৃষ্ণের সরু শক্তির আনন্দ চিন্ময় রস প্রতিভা তার নিজ নিজ রূপ তয়া কলাদি আনন্দ পর ব্রহ্ম কৃষ্ণ সরস্বতী সর্বণী শ্রীমতী রাধিকা আর শ্রীমতী রাধিকার কায় পুরুষ স্বরূপিনী তাই শাস্ত্রের মধ্যে বলছেন ভালো করে বুঝবার চেষ্টা করতে হবে। ধর্মভূমি চিন্তা আমি ধর্মান্ত
Somebody has a radio with the English translation. Would you rather hear the English or
no? No, I think we have some Hindi speakers listening, so let's do.
Okay, I'll leave it.
Okay.
তারা কিন্তু এই
তাতানি ব্রত করেন তারা ব্রত করেন কেবল লাস্টের দিন যেদিন তারা উদযাপন করেছিলেন অর্থাৎ ব্রত সমাপন করেছিলেন সেই দিন ওই সাধন সীতা গোপীগণ তাদের নিত্য সীতা রাধাদি ললিতা গোপীগণকে তারা এই তাদের উৎসবের মধ্যে আহ্বান করেছিলেন তারা কৃষ্ণ তত্ত্বের লালসা তারা এক মাস যাবত ব্রত যাপন ব্রত পালন করেছিলেন অর্থাৎ কৃষ্ণ লীলার পূর্বে রাম লীলাতে অনেক কন্যায় দেব কন্যাগণ তারাও লালাই করেছিলেন যেমন ভগবান বামন দেবকে দর্শন করেছিলেন তারাও বামন দেবকে দর্শন করে তাদের হৃদয়ের মধ্যে লালসা জেগেছিল কিন্তু বামন দেব তখন গ্রহণ করেন সেই সকল দেব কন্যাগণ এই গোপী গৃহে গ্রহের মধ্যে দ্বাপর যুগে তারা গোপী গর্ভে জন্মগ্রহণ করেছিল ভগবান রামচন্দ্র যখন জনকপুরীতে গিয়েছিলেন ভগবান রামচন্দ্র সুন্দর রামচন্দ্রকে নিকট মণিহন প্রস্তাব রাখতে লাগে কিন্তু ভগবান উস সময় কেন লাগে ইস অবতার মে রাম অবতার মে মানে এক পত্নী পতভারী এক পত্নী তথা সীতা পত্নী রূপে শিকার করানি চাষী এক পত্নী ব্রতধারী কিন্তু হে চরম পরিক্রমা হে আপ লোগ কে মনোবাঞ্ছা অতি অবশ্যই মে পূর্তি করুঙ্গা যখন দ্বাপর যুগ মে মে যখন কৃষ্ণ হোকর কে উস সময় ভগবান রামচন্দ্র ও সমস্ত জনপুর কন্যাওঁ কে ভী মণিমন বরদান দিয়ে দিয়া জব দ্বাপর যুগ কে অন্ত মে জব কৃষ্ণ হোকর কে মে প্রকট হুঙ্গা তখন আপ লোগ গোপী গর্ভ মে ব্রজ মে গোপী গর্ভ মে আপ লোগ জন্ম লেঙ্গে ওর ফের নিত্য সুতা কে সঙ্গ সে ফের আপ লোগ কে মে শিকার করুঙ্গা ওর ইতে জনকপুর মে সুকন্যায় ভী ভগবান রামচন্দ্র কে কৃপা সে ইহ ব্রজ মে গোপী গর্ভ মে বলো জন্ম লিয়া ভগবান রামচন্দ্র যখন দণ্ডকারণ্য মে গেলে উস দণ্ডকারণ্য মে দণ্ডকারণ্য বাসী ঋষি লোক চোর বহু হাজার সাল তক শ্রী কৃষ্ণ গোবিন্দ গোপীজন বাবা ইহ গোপাল মন্ত্র কে জপ জপ কর রে হে ইস গোপাল মন্ত্র যদি কৃষ্ণ মন্ত্র কে জপ কর জপ কর রে আর হৃদয় মে ভাব উৎপন্ন গোপী ভাব উৎপন্ন হো গিয়া কিন্তু ভগবান রামচন্দ্র কে দর্শন করতে হি উনকে হৃদয় মে কাম কি বিকার সরকার পুরুষ কে দেখ করকে কাম বিকার নেই হো সকতা কিন্তু ও সমস্ত দণ্ডকারণ ঋষি লোক এ সব উচ্চ স্তর পর পৌঁছ গে থে ভগবান রামচন্দ্র কে দিব্য মূর্তি দর্শন করকে অর্থাৎ বড়ি কমজোর মজুরি উনকে সুন্দর রূপ দর্শন করকে উনকে হৃদয় মে গোপী ভাব গোপী ভাব উৎপন্ন হো গিয়া আর ভগবান রামচন্দ্র কে নিকট দৌড়িনে লাগে উসকে প্রাপ্তি করেন উস সময় ভগবান রামচন্দ্র ভী দণ্ডকারণ্যবাসী ঋষি কে বলে হে ঋষি লোক মে আপ লোগোঁ কে সর্ববংশ মে জন লিয়া কিন্তু ইস লীলা মে রাম লীলা মে এক পত্নী পত রাজ অর্থাৎ সীতা সুন্দর কে মে ভর দেতা হুঁ ইস রাম লীলা কে অন্ত মে মে হি কৃষ্ণ কে রূপ মে মে প্রকট হুঁগা আর উস সময় দ্বাপর যুগ কে জাস্ট অন্ত মে मैं आप लोग ही शिकार करूंगा इसलिए आप लोग मेरे जो मैं के कृपा से ब्रज में गोपी गर्भ में जन्म लेंगे इसलिए भगवान रामचंद्र की कृपा से वो समस्त दंडकारण्य ऋषि लोग ब्रज में गोपी गर्भ में जन्म और गोपी दिवस इसलिए पावन सीता नित्य सीता गोप कन्याए देव कन्याए अनेक प्रकार कन्याए কৃষ্ণ লীলামে সম্মিলিত এসে নিকট মে তপোবন ভূমি হিসকে আমরা ছোট করে আয় তপোবন ভূমি এ সমস্ত সাধন চিন্তা গোপে নিত্য চিন্তা গোপি আনি রাধা মল্লিকা চিন্তা তপস্যা আদি নেই ও সমস্ত দণ্ডকারণ বা ঋষি রোগ অর্থাৎ শ্রুতিচরি মুনিচরি দেব কন্যায় আর জনকপুরারি কন্যায় যেন গোপী গর্ভে জন্ম লে গিয়া ও সমস্ত সাধন সিদ্ধা গোপীগণ কৃষ্ণ প্রাপ্তি কে লালসা সে আর এক মাহিনে তক
कैसे तपस्वी करते थे नित्य तपस्या
एवरी मॉर्निंग
हेमंत काल में अर्थात
इन द हेमन
ठंडी के समय प्रातः काल में उठ करके अभी हम लोग तो गर्म पानी में स्नान कर रहे हैं तो हेमंत काल शुरू नहीं हुआ और उस समय क्या व्रत में उस समय भी और भी कैसे करीब ठंडी भी बढ़ती थी धीरे धीरे काल के प्रभाव से राजे जी कैसे कैसे वातावरण भी परिवर्तन होते जा रहे देखो उस समय कैसे ठंडी बढ़ती थी कोहरे पड़ता था और इतने ठंडी के समय समस्त गोपी छोटे छोटे बालिकाएं दो साल और चार साल और छह साल के बालिकाएं छोटे छोटे बालिकाएं जिनके कपड़ा पहना भी आती नहीं है कैसे कपड़ा पहनती है उनको पता भी नहीं है लज्जा क्या वस्तु है कभी ढकती थी कोई भी नहीं ढकती केवल अनुकरण कर लेती दो साल के लड़कियां छोटे छोटे लड़कियां उनके कोई पता है उनका मकसद है उनका लज्जा के कौन है कौन सा लज्जा के नहीं केवल ऊपर के लोगों के उनके माता पिता बड़े बड़े बहनों के आप देख करके ऊपर से है एक छोटा से कपड़ा के जो है मचुंदरी के जो है पक्का सर को ध्यान लेती ध्यान लेती यही बात है उन्हें बता नहीं है लज्जा चीज क्या केवल अनुकरण कर लेती थी बहुत समस्त छोटे छोटे गोपियां प्रातः काल में उठ करके और अपने अपने पूजाओं के सामग्री अर्थातारिणी में जो गया में पूजा में सामग्री लेकर के जैसे अभी महाराज जी बता रहे थे वो कभी कर्णपुर के अन्न वृंदावन चंपू में स्थित वर्णन है और उसमें अनेक प्रकार सामग्री आदि लेकर के प्रातः काल में उठ करके समस्त गोपियों के नाम लेकर के पुकार करके बुला दी थी समस्त गोपियों के नाम लेकर के आती थी और आकर के स्थान पर आकर के वो लोग पूजा करती थी अर्थात तालु के द्वारा जो सावनी देवी की मूर्ति बनाती थी और मूर्ति बना करके धूप दीप नैवेद्य आदि ये समस्त वस्तु देकर के पूजा आदि करती थी तत्कारी महामय महाविघ्न करी इसी प्रकार जो है वो समस्त गोपियां सुंदर उनके सच्चा निर्मल चरित्र कोई काम की निकार नहीं है केवल एक मात्र जीवन की उद्देश्य और लालसा जो है गोविंद के अंग संग कैसे हो कैसे अभी अभी पूर्व के सबका ने बता रहे थे चैतन्य चरितामृत के स्वभाव के विराज कैसे सुंदर वर्णन किया कभी कारण नहीं काम गंध कभी के हृदय में कोई काम की गंध नहीं है अरे कभी के हृदय में काम गंध कैसे है जिनके हृदय प्रेम से भरा बीमारी विवेक शरीर प्रेम से भरा बीमारी उनके दिव्य शरीर और प्रकार उनके हृदय कोई काम के विकार नहीं है अपिंद्र प्रतिबन का सारे वाली काम विश्वेंद्र प्रतिबन का जब और अपने सचुट वासना काफी है जब और कृष्ण इंद्रियों सेवा रही है उसके साथ प्रेम उसी संसार में सब कुछ किया छोड़ करके एकमात्र कृष्ण इंद्रिय तर्पण ही उनके जीवन की साधना बनी थी जीवन भर कुछ नहीं जानती थी कृष्ण सेवा छोड़ करके इतने छोटे छोटे पूर्वजन्म की संस्कार और भगवान शिव मैं के कृपा से वो लोग बचपन से ही कृष्ण के ही मानो सबको आपको सफल कर दिया भक्ति होती है संस्कार के ऊपर शुक्र के द्वारा नहीं यदि किसी को भ्रम प्रेम प्राप्ति करना हो संस्कार नहीं चाहिए संस्कार नहीं हो बहुत कष्ट है बहुत जन्म जन्म के संत महाजन जन्म जन्म संत महाज के साथ संग उनकी कृपा से हृदय में छाप पड़ जाए संस्कार पड़ जाए तब वो जल्दी जल्दी ही ब्रज प्रेम यानी गोपी भाव इसलिए संस्कार ऐसे वस्तु है जिस संस्कार ने छाप हमारे हृदय में पड़ जाए वो गोपियों के ऐसे पुरजन्म की ऐसे संस्कार अथवा भगवान की कृपा जो भय की कृपा से उनके स्वाभाविक सत रूप में ही कृष्ण इंद्रिय तात्पर्य
And the Bhats, we only have three people online listening right now. If any of you speak Hindi, please email me at ishadhanandhi@gmail.com.
वो
माइ जो होता है ये तो गोपियों में नहीं तो शुद्ध गोपियों में भगवत समस्त कोई नहीं होता इसलिए शास्त्र में स्पष्ट रूप में कहा है वो अपुष्पवती है ये समस्त गुरु के सिद्धांत हमारे सिर्फ विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती का वर्णन करते जा रहे हैं किसी संप्रदाय में ये समस्त गुप्त प्रथा नहीं मिले गोपियों के बच्चा कहाँ पे होता है जिसके लिए वो नहीं हुआ मासिक धर्म नहीं हुआ धर्म नहीं हुई उनके बच्चा कहाँ से बोले इसी तरह और पुष्पवती ये समस्या करो बुढ़ादी गुण बुद्धादी कुछ तथा भी हमारे आधार के पास कौन करके बोलते रहते हैं वैष्णव जन इसके अध्ययन करते हैं चिंतन करते हैं मैं तो छोटा हूँ इसलिए बोलना नहीं चाहता हूँ यहाँ को मैं पकड़ कर रहना चाहता हूँ किंतु मेरा यहाँ जो है मचाते रहते हैं थोड़ा हो आधार इंगित में बोलना चाहता हूँ उसमें जब तक नहीं बोले कि हाँ मेरा जो खुजली था खुला होता रहता है थोड़ा सा लगा दिया तो इसी पता हो जाता है जो पास का ये सब रिश्ते गोपियाँ राधा ललिता भी होंगे और कुछ तो होती
ललिता
कोई श्री धर्म आदि नहीं हुई ऐसे नित्य पवित्र कृष्ण पति के किस प्रकार प्रकार लड़का कैसे कृष्ण के प्रति सेवा इसलिए इसलिए आचार्य पाल इस समस्त घटना को दार खोलते हुए सर्विधान को खोलते हुए वर्णन करते हैं और लास्ट के दिन जो समस्त गोपियां अर्थात कानून क्षेत्र गोपियां वो समस्त नित्य सिद्धार्थ गोपियों के संग पति के लक्ष्य थे और वह योग में उनके हृदय में ऐसे प्रेरणा दे दी कि कृष्ण पति के लिए यह जरूरी है नित्य सिद्धार्थ गोपियों के संग इन्हें नित्य सिद्धार्थ गोपियों के संग पति करने के लिए उन्होंने उन लोगों ने किया कि राधा आदि राधा ललिता चंद्रावली आदि जितने भी नित्य सिद्धार्थ गोपियों के उन लोगों ने आमंत्रण निमंत्रण इसलिए वो समस्त लास्ट के दिन समस्त प्रकार के गोपियां इस महातनी महा उत्सव में वो लोग भी भाग लिया था और समस्त गोपियां यहाँ पर आकर के प्रातः काल में पूर्व कपड़े आदि रख करके और ठंडी जल में स्नान आदि करने लगे कृष्ण ने कहा कि परम प्रसन्न परम 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 धम्म संघर्ष आनंद दर्शन आनंद दर्शन आनंदनंद ब्रजराज चंद्र प्रेम करना चाहते हैं उनके मुखार आनंद से मधुर मधुर हस्त परिहार प्रेम रस आस्वादन करना चाहते हैं प्रेम की एक विशेषता है एक है संभोग एक है विलास संभोग अपेक्षा विलास की मधुरता हमारे आचार्य पाद में सुंदर रूप में दर्शन कराया इसे विलासी कथन जाता है विराज के प्रबंध तो हमारे आचार्य पास दिखाया एक विरह होता है एक मिलन होता है संभव होता है और संभव में एक होता है क्या एक अंग संग्राम कहा जाता है और एक होता है हस्त परिहास विराज कृष्ण वो समस्त विराज आदि आस्वादन करना चाहते हैं गोपियों के मुखारविंद से उनके हृदय की तथा मग्न आदि उनके रत्नाभूष आस्वादन करना चाहते इसमें कृष्ण जानबूझ करके सर्वंतर्यामी कृष्ण लेकर के यहाँ पर हमारे जैसे सुबह मधुमंगल सुबह मधुमंगल प्रिय नर्म सखा
प्रिय
सखा में लेकर के नहीं आए सखा नहीं तो सखा प्राण सखा और प्रिय नर्म सखा प्रिय नर्म सखाओं पर लेकर जाए अर्थात प्रिय नर्म सखा उसे कहा जाता है जो लोग महाभाव तक पहुँच सकते हैं अर्थात राजीय राजीय के महाभाव मदरक को नहीं महाभाव तक पूछ सकते हैं जैसे सुबह मधुमंगल ये तो प्रिय नर्म सखाओं के लेकर के यहाँ पर आ गए और कृष्ण ने कहा कि ऐसे छुप करके बस गोपियां जब स्नान करने के लिए गई कपड़ा जो सुंदर सुंदर रंग बेरंग लाल नील पीले अनेक प्रकार के कपड़े को रख करके वह पर रख के गई और कृष्ण ने कहा कि सुबह सीधा हनुमान मधुमंगल ऐसे सुखाओं के लेकर के वो सुंदर कपड़े के लेकर के पेड़ पर चढ़ गए बहुत सुंदर जैसे मैं कौत की रात है ये माधुर्य कोई साधारण काम ही पुरुष त्रिपुर के काम विकार ना रहे ये तो सब पर सूर्यमंडल परिक्रमा के सब हे पर फूल हो जाएगा कुंज रसम के बाद हो जाएगा जो मैं स्नान करने से जो
व्यक्ति पर और संत के जब आते हैं फिर वो पाप को बोझ को लेकर के फिर घर पर लौटता है और एक पुण्य सूचक जैसे हाथी भी स्नान करता है हाथी स्नान करके क्या करता है सूर्य के द्वारा फिर जो है मिट्टी को सारे शरीर पर लपट लेते धूल को सारे शरीर पर लपट लेते ऐसे नहीं पुण्य सोच सोच जवाब नहीं कथा भी मंदाग्नि में स्नान करे कोई उनके उनके शरीर शरीर में कभी धूल नहीं लगे अर्थात शाम को उसके प्रविष्ट कथा भी मंदाग्नि में स्नान करनी चाहिए ये मैं मना नहीं करूं ये स्नान मत करो स्नान करो किंतु प्रमिनेंट रहेगा शुभारी लिखी हरी कथा कठार भी मंदाकिनी में गंगा में जमुना में स्नान करनी चाहिए ये हमारे हजार जो मारू की आदेश है तो कितने लोग स्नान करते रहते गाय फिर भी स्नान कर रहे हैं वो भी नहीं होगा कितने भी कछुआ भी उसमें पड़ा हुआ है मछली भी पड़ा हुआ है जिस दोस्तों की पात्र संदर्भ में पंडित करते हैं गंगा में पहले कौन स्नान करता है जानते हो गंगा में पहले कौन स्नान करता है
এই গোপীগণ এই
দেখুন আপনারা দেখুন উপর দিকে তাকাবেন ভালো করে, আমাদের যেন আপনাদের না নিয়ে যায়। হ্যাঁ কৃষ্ণ, এক সুন্দর দক্ষিণ দেশকে এক সুন্দর কবি বর্ণন করে বলে রাম কৃষ্ণ নাই কিছু ভেদ, এক এক নেত্র গম্ভীর আর এক নেত্র চঞ্চল। বলে রাম আর কৃষ্ণ কোনো ভেদ নেই, এক রাম কৃষ্ণ রাম কে নেত্র যা গম্ভীর আর কৃষ্ণ কে নেত্র কেছে চঞ্চল। তো আজ এই কথা কবি আর কে বলে কৃষ্ণ কে চিন্তা করছে। তো আজ তো আমাদের ভীষণ অত্যন্ত দুর্দৈব এসে গেছে, এখন কাপড় গুলো কি করে পাওয়া যাবে? যে নটখাটের হাতে আমরা পড়েছি তার থেকে বাঁচার কোন উপায় নাই, অত সহজ নয়। তাই কবিগণ জিজ্ঞেস করছেন হে গোপাল হে কৃষ্ণ হে মাধব আমাদের কাপড় গুলোকে তুমি দিয়ে দাও। তারপর কৃষ্ণ পরিহাস করতে 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 বলছেন হে গোপীগণ এই কাপড় গুলো তোমাদের কি করে পড়েছে কি করে জানবো? আমি তো দেখলাম এই কাপড় গুলো মনে হয় কোন স্বর্গ থেকে দেব দেবীগণ এখানে আসেন আর এসে এইখানে স্নান করে এই কাপড় গুলো শুকানোর জন্য এই গাছে রেখে গেছে। আমি তো তোমাদের কাপড় গুলো চুরি করি নাই, আমি তো তোমাদের কাপড় গুলো নিচে থেকে নিয়ে আসি নাই, আমি তো এত উঠে দেখলাম এখানে সুন্দর সুন্দর রং বেরং লাল নীলা পীলা অনেক প্রকার রং বেরঙের। আমার মনে হচ্ছে যে স্বর্গ থেকে অপরাধ নিত্য পত্র এখানে এসে স্নান করে আর স্নানের পালন তাদের সেই তোমার কপড়া মুঝে কে পতা হ্যাঁ কোন সা কপড়া হ্যাঁ ঠিক হ্যাঁ তোমার কপড়া
Your call is disconnected. To make any further calls, please disconnect and dial the Airtel access number.
You want to see how the English translation sounds?
Sorry?
You want to see if we can hear the English translation?
I can't hear. Say it again.
The English translation, I want to see if it comes through okay.
See, okay, hold on. Could you hear it okay?
Just a little bit, not enough.
You rather keep listening to the Hindi?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll leave you on Hindi.
Okay.
Anyway, they're about to serve Prashad and they're trying to cut him off.
Okay. And then we'll end the webcast after that.
মহিনে তো भगवान जो बाद उन्हें सत्ता रूप में ये सत्ता गोपी के साथ कृष्ण की प्रेम की एक अंतर एक कृष्ण गोपी के कमल लगे गोपियों देखो उपदेश देने लगे सबके देवता वरुण देव वरुण देव विराजमान है वो भी निर्मुक्त होकर के नंगे होकर के सबके स्नान करने चाहिए
दिखाया इसलिए आज हम लोग वही कप्तानी योग माया के रिकॉर्ड हम लोग आए हैं उनके चरण कमल में हम लोग यही प्रार्थना करते हैं, हे पूर्ण देवी जो माया कृपा करके हमारे हृदय में शुद्धा भक्ति प्रकाश प्रदर्शित करे, हृदय में जितने प्रकार के
send it over the internet.
While the Bengalis have their chili. Slightly sauteed chili.
Nice. Okay, Didi, then we're going to go. And we'll
okay, Dhanavad. Talk to you guys later.
Oh, listen.
Well, we're done. No, not for today, I think.
Yeah. Didi, let me stop the webcast here.